they used to be. Now, where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be, radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby us die.
All right, welcome back to the Early Morning Show. Just listen to those lyrics. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. That song was made in about 1972. 71, 72, somewhere around there. Anyway, it's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Craig, Executive Direction of Citizen Action. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, Earl. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, but Dr. Craig, listen to this, and I need you to help me with this because, you know, I don't understand it. I'm just a lowly radio talk show host, and so I don't understand this. Maybe you do. Donald Trump spent part of yesterday on the phone with the... Now, Donald Trump, a citizen. Donald Trump spent part of Tuesday on the phone with top House GOP leaders, including Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Conference Chair Elisa Stefanik, mapping out ways Republican lawmakers can publicly, including using the power of their taxpayer-funded government offices, to defend him. The former president announced Tuesday morning he had been told he was a target of special counsel. Trump has reached out to some of his top allies on Capitol Hill to strategize how they're going to defend Trump and go on the offense against the special counsel probe. And let me read this last sentence. Excuse me. Let me ask you, Dr. Craig, is that proper that elected officials are being called upon by a citizen to use their offices to defend him? I don't know, Dr. Craig, is that proper?
Yeah, you know, Earl, you're not known for softball questions, but obviously it is highly improper. And if he was president, or if he was a fellow elected official or corporate leader or anyone else, it would be inappropriate, because the country is founded on having a separation of powers between branches of government. And he is asking them to intervene in the judicial branch on behalf of him, right?
Yes.
So it's what happens when there is no rule of law. This claims to be the party of law and order. It's the party of, you know, disorder and shredding of the law. But there's a caveat here. They think the law should be applied to people they don't like and not to themselves. And let's remember, because there's this focus on who Trump is, and we all know who Trump is. This party and the corporate leaders behind it and the massive corporate and billionaire money created a public that was absolutely revved up and agitated on division for their own purposes. And then a demagogue like Trump took it over. And then we have another wannabe demagogue, DeSantis, hoping to get it from Trump if Trump falters. In other words, if he is jailed or becomes or can't run for president for some reason. And so this is broader than Trump. But yes, Earl, it reveals again that everyone in the Republican Party that is voting for Trump, that supports Trump, and responsibly goes up, the leaders no more, Kevin McCarthy and Elise Stefanik, know exactly what they're doing. Average citizens may be being duped, but they are all selling their souls at some level, because all the values they came to believe in, that they, and that they apply so harshly to others, they're not applying to themselves or their own leaders. And that's the beginning of that's not just the beginning of the end of democracy. It could be the end of democracy.
You know, Dr. Craig, you run a nonprofit organization. You are not a guy who is Democrat or Republican. So you can call it straight down the middle. That's why I love you so much. You call it straight down the middle. You're not biased against Republicans. But this kind of thing, Dr. Craig, done in broad daylight, diminishes beliefs and hopes in our government, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's the mission in part. You see, corporate America, the tobacco industry, the fossil fuel industry, it goes on and on, needed to discredit government in order to protect their profits and their profit model. And we're seeing that with global warming right now. But then that became, since they were heavily funding mostly the Republican Party, the mantra of that party and of its followers. And so, yes, once you have this little regard for government, that all it takes is for Donald Trump to declare that it's a witch hunt without any analysis of this being an independent counsel, who the independent counsel is, what the facts are that he has uncovered, what the protections are, what the there are a huge number of firewalls between this investigation and President Biden. Trump just says it's being directed by Biden, right?
Right.
It means that government is so uncredible. And that was done by corporate America for its own purposes, because government, they don't want accountability. They don't want to be regulated in any way in the public interest. Once you have that, once you believe that anything Trump says is true, and therefore it's all corrupt, it's all the deep state, et cetera, then you have no faith at all in our governing institutions. And we can't govern together. We can't coexist together until that changes. How would you convince this electorate, I mean, Trump knows full well, I'm talking about the people he is duping, that an election was fair, that did not elect their candidate. In their view, elections they lose were stolen, and elections they won were won fair and square, regardless of, even if their side is stealing and the other side isn't.
You know, Dr. Craig, how does this nation get out of this? Because, again, The more you see and hear these things, at the same time, the same conservatives want to talk about the crime in communities, and it's the number one issue. We're concerned about the crime, right? And CJ is okay. We can let him call. He can call. But Dr. Craig, the hypocrisy in that. And when I see what I just read, Dr. Craig, and I ask, can our nation push back against that? And whether or not the American people know the depth of where we are, Dr. Craig, right now, an inherent danger associated with the fact that Donald Trump can call the speaker and tell him, this is how you guys need to defend me. And he's also a candidate for, you know, the nomination for the Republican, you know, Republican nominee for the presidency of the United States. When you add all those things up, Dr. Craig, you think that there's got to be something criminal in that.
Well, Dr. Craig,
are you? Let's see, you there? Dr. Craig, you should call back. Dr. Craig, call back. We got a bad connection. CJ, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Earl. I did want to ask Dr. Craig a question.
No, respond to what No. They're not going to ask him a question. Respond to the conversation we're having.
I am.
No, you're not. You don't respond to the conversation we're having by asking a question. So, is it proper that Donald Trump can call elected officials of the United States government a private citizen, and that's what he is, and talk to them about how they should defend him. Is that proper?
This wasn't the first time this has happened.
Okay. Hang on, CJ. Dr. Craig, you want to respond, sir?
Yeah. Can you hear me now, Earl?
Yeah, I can. I can. Go back.
Sorry.
I don't know what was going on. No, no problem. Go back to where you were because I really want to hear your response.
I think we need to be, we need to talk about how dire the threat is because it's dire.
Right.
But we also need to see that what we have on our side. One thing we have on our side right now is that this malignant, fascist movement, pre-fascist, because it hasn't quite established fascism, or pre-authoritarian, whatever you like, doesn't have a majority. And Donald Trump lost the popular vote overwhelmingly in 2016 and 2020. The problem is the use of all of these anti-democratic, anti-majoritarian structures. Trying to get state legislatures to step in, trying to get right-wing judges to step in, trying to get Congress to step in. And as you know, what their goal is to fund the investigation into Donald Trump. And that's what Matt Gaetz has already announced he'll be introducing. All of those things are what we need to handle. And one issue we have is divisions on our side, because we have this real issue, a real divide, and it's partly a progressive moderate divide, but there's a divide among moderates, actually.
So, Dr. Craig, hold the thought right there. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
Up Robin Voss's number all the time.
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more?
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 84 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 63. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, you were saying before we went to break, sir.
Yeah, I was saying that we have a majority. Now, the majority doesn't necessarily win in this country because of the various anti-majoritarian mechanisms, like the Electoral College, that elections come down to individual states, that state assemblies could intervene, that right-wing courts, Trump packed the courts, can intervene, and now Congress is trying to intervene in what a special counsel does under the due process of law with a former president, now a citizen, Donald Trump. And so there's a divide in the Democrat side. It somewhat goes along progressive moderate lines because progressives are more likely to take strong actions. But there's a division among moderates, too. And that is who's willing to take the action necessary to block a takeover of the country and who wants to hold on to older norms that have been shredded and therefore endanger the country. And there's some movement there. Merrick Garland, the attorney general, foot dragged on the investigation Trump when he tried to overthrow the government and overturn a Democratic election, and was in many ways, according to many reports, forced and embarrassed into starting to act late by the January 6th committee. And on January 6th committee, you had progressives like Jamie Raskin, you had moderates like Adam Schiff, all wanted to do the right thing. So I'm saying it's not purely a moderate progressive division. President Biden has moved, but needs to move further. He was willing, for example, to use the 14th Amendment to pay the nation's debt if necessary when they threatened not to pay the nation's debt and to send us into a global depression. But he also he's unwilling so far to add justices to the court when they have stolen Supreme Court seats or to expand the federal judiciary generally because they have packed the courts with judges who are not really judges. So he needs to keep moving, and he's moved further than, unfortunately, Governor Evers or Attorney General Call, who seem to be stuck in the past and not responding to the threats that actually exist and therefore threatening the rule of law and those norms.
Dr. Craig, it just... You see these things, and then I constantly hear, well, if they're going to be able to convict Donald Trump, and yet they've got all these different cases. Let's say if it wasn't Donald Trump, why should there be an if when you see all of these things that this man has been involved in? And all of the things, Dr. Craig, here's another one. For instance, here's another one. This is not anything that he's done that's to the government, but Donald Trump has possession of many artifacts from lent to the White House when he was the president by Israel, ancient artifacts that are worth untold sums of money. He still has them in Mar-a-Lago. They've asked him to return them. They lent them to the White House. He has possession of all of these, artifacts, national treasures of Israel. He's still hanging on to him, man. Antiques from Israel's national treasures collection have ended up at Trump's Florida estate, and he won't return them. So when you add all of these things, Dr. Craig, that this man is accused of, you just sometimes wonder, how can anybody in their right minds say, this is the right guy. This is the guy I want to be president of the United States. He's done so many things that stick out, that send a message to the average person that there's something seriously wrong with this man. Why would you want that man to become the president of the United States again, Dr. Craig? I don't get it.
Well, if you're outside of their cult and it has cult features, okay, then none of it makes sense. If you're inside the cult and it's not the entire Republican electorate, but it's enough of it, so they're all afraid of losing primaries, and there's another part of the Republican electorate that's going to vote for the Republican holding their nose, which is also a real ethical problem. But I would just say that they have made, it's called negative partisanship, made the other side so hated by their constituency that they believe anything. They're willing to believe anything. And as we know with cult,
join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. On the line, my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, good morning to you, Jack. You say what, my friend?
Good morning. What absolutely amazes me is how anyone can vote for, especially at the national level, some of these Republicans. Not one single one of them has disavowed anything that happened January 6th. There were two coups against America, and folks, listen, you people have to pay attention to this. This is not just, you know, trying to overturn a government that isn't going to make any difference. It's trying to overturn the entire democratic process in this country that happened on January 6, 2021. And not one Republican has disavowed either one of those. Most of the, almost all the Republicans, I haven't heard a single one that has even mentioned the attempted political coup, the fraudulent electors who just now are starting to be prosecuted, or at least attorneys general are looking at them. And those who have addressed the violent coup have either downplayed it. They have said this is just a normal tourist visit. Excuse me, or they've even called the people involved in the violence patriots. We got these people, the fraudulent electors in Wisconsin. One of them is on our elections commission. That's outrageous. Why aren't people waking up to this?
Hey,
that's the questions of the day.
Yeah, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Jack?
Yeah, so we know from studying human history all the bizarre ideologies that have held sway, cults, everything, that humans are susceptible to this, that we are not purely rational animals. What is very disturbing is the elite in this country on the Republican side and its willingness to take advantage of this and trade in this. And I just want to repeat again, this started with corporate America trying to get out from responsibility as we moved into serious environmental regulation, public health regulation, prevention of pollution that murders people, essentially, et cetera, and is now metastasized into an authoritarian movement. But you see a lot of, there's a split among Republicans, ones who are part of it. I mean, just the true believers. Maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene is a true believer, Earl. But then you have others that are simply being political for power. And, you know, the great biographer of Lyndon Baines Johnson, Robert Caro, said that power doesn't so much corrupt as it reveals. And these folks are revealing their true characters when they're willing to do what Jack is pointing out, to either not speak out or to countenance all this. And every Republican who has is not in office anymore. They either were defeated or knew they were couldn't win and didn't run for reelection. Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger come to mind.
Let's go to CJ. CJ.
Thank you. Thank you, Earl and Dr. Craig. I guess as I speak of what you are, I've been on hold, and actually it goes back to when the question was whether Donald Trump should be able to reach across and speak to Republican leaders. I believe in separation of powers, but the Mueller report and the Durham report proved that the FBI paid Twitter and Facebook $3.8 million, stepped into the election, and let it be known, I'm voting for the Republican candidate, whoever it is, whoever the nominee is. And we're having a primary, unlike the Democrats. You have, when FBI and the DOJ are interjecting themselves into our election.
There generally isn't a primary. There generally isn't a primary when there's a sitting president who's running for re-election. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Joe Biden. The Democrats won't have a primary.
Why would they have a primary? Joe Biden is the president of the United States. He's running for re-election. That doesn't need to be a primary. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to CJ?
Yeah, and I'm going to give CJ some unsolicited advice. And, CJ is probably a very nice guy. Probably if you were in trouble at a flat tire, CJ would stop and help you.
I believe that. I believe that.
But he is supporting, he knows not what he does as far as what he supports. And I'll just say this. I've spoken a lot of places where I'm in the minority, like speaking to the whole Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, Wisconsin Wow. Manufacturing Commerce, their business day lobby. I try to develop arguments that I believe that would be good reasons to them. And I don't know why CJ thinks it's constructive to make arguments that somehow the Mueller and Durham reports tell us that the real evil is on the Democratic side and that focusing on the FBI and their procedures is the same and allows us to look away from an attempt to overturn our democratic system and a second attempt that's in progress right now led by a former president. It's like comparing someone who, someone stubbed their toe versus, a crime against humanity and saying that the one justifies me looking away from the other, the bigger thing. I don't understand it, but what I really don't understand is why CJ thinks this will persuade you or all me or most of your audience.
You know, Dr. Craig, let me ask you this. We're now, at a point where there's conjecture about Cornel West and Joe Manchin and third party and your thoughts about that. Should we be worried? Should we be concerned?
I think we should make a distinction between, though they both could be important, between what Cornel West is doing and this no labels ticket. Cornell does not have big money behind him. I worked with Cornell on the Democrat Platform Committee, Dr. West, in 2016. We were both on Bernie's delegation. He's a great guy. He believes strongly that given the injustice in our society, that someone needs to stand up and hold that banner. I don't agree with him on this one, just like I don't agree with Ralph Nader running in the Green Party ticket in 2000, which did have very bad consequences, right. But let's face it, the Democrats haven't been that close, and then the election machinery being so inadequate in Florida, and then a U.S. Supreme Court stepping in and taking sides, that was the cause, not Ralph Nader. But I think Cornell, he doesn't have much money behind him. He is doing what people have done throughout our history. He is doing what he believes ethically is required in order to fight for justice. Now, No Labels Party has money behind it, some rich people. It has money to buy ballot access. And it has this ridiculous idea, this kind of both sides-ism, that both sides are equally wrong because they're partisan and there is some nonpartisan middle that they're going to appeal to. And they take a Joe Manchin if he's the standard bearer. He's completely compromised. He's completely corrupted by and is actually himself a beneficiary of the fossil fuel industry. And that's the model for the nonpartisan politics we are create. But if they could get 5% of the vote, that's devastating. That could make Trump president and democracy. So you see, I make a distinction between what Cornel West is doing, which people have done throughout American history, stood up and fought for their values, versus this No Labels thing, which is complete cocky poppycock and has a huge amount of interested money behind it.
You know, Dr. Craig, you're a wordsmith, and you certainly know the definition of words, the power of words. But for two or three times already this morning, you talked about ending democracy as we know it. And I don't know if people really understand the magnitude, Dr. Craig, of where we are right now. You know, it's summer, it's warm outside, we ignore all of these things that, and maybe it's because people think that there's nothing we can do, Dr. Craig. But you mentioned that two or three times, and so let's talk a little bit about why you say that.
You know, when you look at stories of the Bible, right, or past empires, like the fall of Rome.
Right.
There is a focus on, you know, the broader public, the people losing their way, losing their values, and that made it possible. Even if there was a threat from evil, right, why were they able to succeed? And so the disengagement of people, disappearance in the consumer culture and entertainment culture, is part of what's going on. A vigorous, engaged citizenry would never allow this to happen, right? So that's part of our problem. As we have the conspiracy against democracy and trying to discredit all government, is to build any faith in it. Because say if you are a young person, let's say a young African-American, and you come from, you know, difficult economic background, a lot of your family members are not doing well economically, and you don't feel like you have real prospects for your own life, then why would you think that anything candidates for governor in this state, for example, are saying would change your life or change the life of your community and your family? We need to actually speak for something and deliver it. So part of the threat to democracy is not doing that, just having Democratic ads that are popular, that speak to things that people generally like who are voting, but don't actually name problems and then deliver on them so that people have faith in democracy and government and our common mission together again. But I think I see the history of America in a different way. I'm not the only one, but I'll just say that pure democracy didn't start in 1776 and 1787, the Constitution. They had universal principles that we had never realized and has allowed us to try to progressively realize them. But true multiracial democracy has only existed in this country briefly after the Civil War and Reconstruction. That failed because people didn't stand up for it. And then since 1964 in the Voting Rights Act. So multiracial democracy is still very young and very fragile, and a lot of this backlash is against that. It's against people that the MAGA group has been convinced are the problem and are not them and don't deserve the same regard that they do, aren't true citizens, aren't true Americans, when it's the opposite. And so they're doing the un-American thing, and folks of color, for example, immigrants, black folks, just want a part of the American dream. They're the most American people in our country.
Which we're entitled to because we're citizens of this country.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's the frustration, Dr. Craig, that I constantly deal with when I hear people like CJ and others. We've got to go to a break. Hang on the phone lines. We're coming to you right after the break. Dr. Craig, well said, my friend. 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. You can join us as well. We'll be right back. At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Jim from Cudahy. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Yes, we talk a lot about democracy, and I can think of no better example that would prove that democracy today in the United States is alive and well than the results of Wisconsin's special election for the Assembly District 24. Have a great day, guys.
Well, you know, so you wait on the line to, you know, well, that's all, I guess that's all you got. That's all you can give, right? Dr. Craig.
Well, yeah, I'll just say that there were legitimate elections leading into the fall of every other democracy in the world, and I have no reason to believe that there wasn't a legitimate election, and that the people voting in the special election last night slightly preferred the Republican candidate to the Democrat. I don't understand how that relates directly or is a premise that tells us that anything we've been talking about or is happening in the news and is plain as day is not happening concerning the overall health of our democracy.
Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning to you, sir. You say what?
Yeah, did you find out whose cocaine that was in the White House yet?
Okay. You know, Dr. Craig, these are conservatives, right? These are people who don't have anything else to offer. And so they really can't – we can't blame them because they just are not astute enough to understand – the conversations that we're having, Dr. Craig, and that's where the danger lies, right?
Yeah, and whether it's astuteness or whether it's their minds are closed, right? Maybe they're plenty astute. I mean, Tucker Carlson's astute enough to understand us. He just chooses not to, right?
Right.
But what's weird is it's what I went back to with CJ. I think we need a lot more cross kind of sector conversations between people who are on different sides. That's part of democracy, and that's been part of our country's DNA until recently. But we do need to think about what are good reasons to someone who thinks differently than me. For example, I'm appalled, and Mark Pocan is speaking out about the defunding of LGBTQ plus centers that occurred in a House committee last night, and a Republican comparing them to the KKK. Which I know I'm appalled by, but I know for African Americans, the loose use of KKK devalues what it really was, right?
Right.
So I understand, but I would, if I was in a conversation with well-meaning people, want to think about how could I find common ground. So I don't understand why this whatever wild conspiracy theory, I didn't even know this one existed, about cocaine in the White House. It would be persuasive to you and I, even if this person believes it.
Yeah. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
tightrope. Those last two callers, it just makes me cringe. I'm not going to waste, you know, I'm not going to waste your time with me. You can take another caller, but you can't fix stupid.
Okay. Julie, thank you very much for the call. Tom, quickly.
Yeah, Earl, they just act like it's almost the battle against good versus evil. I don't know what it is with these guys that call up and, you know, they hated the fact that people loved Barack Obama and that they thought he wasn't going to be a dictator and all of these different things. When they always get dictators, whether it's George War Criminal Bush or it's Trump or it's Reagan, where they basically bow down to the altar of these people, like they want a dictatorship. They want the strong man person, but they say they're individuals. It's just really perplexing. I don't know. Maybe if I said, hey, you know what? I love Trump. Maybe they come back and say, well, you know, he's not that so good. I know that's what we'd probably do on the Democratic side. If we said, oh, boy, we love someone, we'd probably say, well, you know, let's look at their record. They're not so good after all.
Hey,
I don't know what it takes.
Hey,
maybe
Tom,
Dr. Craig can answer that.
Thank you very much for the call. So Dr. Craig, as we begin, you know, you got a couple of minutes left. Help us, those of us who see this and are so troubled by the short-term future of our nation. You know, you said, you know, earlier that the majority of the people are not supporting this. Can we count on that?
Well, the reason we can't count on it is because you can win elections in this country without majorities. And you can also steal a small part of the election and take the whole election.
Right.
So it is about everyone, the majority that's on the right side, being willing to do what is necessary to hold this off. Because believe you me, in any country that became an authoritarian country, people were kicking themselves that it would have been much easier to prevent it than to try to run a massive civil disobedience movement where people are going to disappear and die and be imprisoned, to try to overturn it once it has power, right? Once it has the immense power of the United States, the most powerful country in the world. So we understand the stakes, and we got to make sure everyone on our side is willing to do what is necessary. And, you know, I know Governor Evers means well, but him not fighting on the budget and agreeing to things on their terms is part of not doing what's necessary in this situation and not stepping up. And so we need to be aware that 2024 is a major inflection point. Now, what's interesting about the right-wing callers is there's a snark to it, right, Earl?
Right.
I mean, it wasn't even meant to be taken seriously. I'm reading a lot about wildfires, which are terrible now and are going to get worse and worse because of global warming, which the other side, which corporate America deliberately lied about for a very long time just to get profits and enrich themselves, and continues to in many ways. And it's like a really threatening fire that could take out the whole city, like what happened in Fort McMurray, Canada. Is coming, and the fire and people are telling the fire chief was trying to get people to get out of their houses and do what's necessary. Oh, it's just Chicken Little again. He's always crying fire. In other words, it's worse than destructive, right? It actually is going to kill people, but that's what it's like on the show with a couple of your callers, though obviously the majority of your callers and listeners are great and just want to know what to do.
Hey, Dr. Craig, thank you as always, my friend. Man, after all these years, man, I still enjoy having you on the air and you bringing all of this knowledge to our listening audience. I want to thank you again for that. We got to go. We'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, Calvin. See you later.